Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Israel strikes back.
I don't see any reason for this to spiral into conflagration.
Trump jury in place.
The judge wants to move swiftly, and he's doing just that.
New Title IX protection.
The definition of sex-based harassment will expand.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, Israel has carried through on a vow to respond to Iran's attack last weekend. It appears to be limited action, but full details are not clear. CBS's Deborah Pata is in East Jerusalem.
The early morning hit was in the city of Isfahan. This is where Iran has several nuclear sites, but according to the UN's top atomic energy body, there was no damage to the nuclear facilities. Iran has been playing down the attack. If Israel uses force, Iranian Foreign Minister Hussein Amir Abdollahian warned yesterday, we will make them regret their actions. However, Israeli intelligence experts believe today's strike acts as a deterrent, allowing Iran to walk away from further escalation.
There's been no formal comment on Israel's action from the White House, but Secretary of State Antony Blinken had this to say in Italy this morning.
The United States has not been involved in any offensive operations. What we're focused on is our work to de-escalate tensions.
The U.S. did help Israel fend off some of Iran's missiles and drones last weekend, but has insisted it won't be part of any offensive action. Aid to Israel and Ukraine, the focus of attention now in Washington. CBS's Nicole Killian is on Capitol Hill, where the House Speaker is under fire.
We only control one chamber, and I barely have control of that.
A chamber in crisis.
Kevin McCarthy, while he was staring down the barrel of a loaded gun, he never made a move like this.
Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene not backing down from her threats to oust Speaker Mike Johnson if he moves forward with a four-part foreign aid package, including $60 billion to Ukraine. From dissatisfied Democrats.
We've had two speakers in one term. And now they're looking to do maybe a third. It's complete dysfunction.
To riled up Republicans who confronted the speaker on the House floor.
What was that conversation like? Tense.
A jury of 12 has been picked to hear the Trump hush money case in New York. Some alternates still need to be selected. Correspondent Robert Costa says opening statements could come as soon as Monday.
The 12-person jury consists of 7 men and 5 women, among them a salesman, investment banker, lawyers, and speech therapist. One alternate has been chosen, but 5 more are needed, and those could be filled out today. Earlier, there were setbacks when 2 jurors chosen the day before were dismissed.
This is the most high-profile defendant who's probably ever sat trial.
Trial consultant Richard Gabriel says it's possible more jurors could be dismissed.
And some of them do come back and go, you know, I've thought about this, and I think it will be hard for me.
Trump was mostly quiet in court, but he's continued to rage about the case on social media, alarming prosecutors who claimed he has violated the judge's gag order 7 times. And outside the courtroom, he continued to slam the judge and district attorney.
I've been here all day on a trial that really is a very unfair trial.
Well, CBS's Chris Van Cleve has details this morning on a close call at one of the nation's busiest airports.
Air traffic controllers at Washington's Reagan National Airport quickly stepped in when they discovered 2 planes potentially on a collision course on the same runway.
Stop. Stop.
The FAA says Southwest Flight 2937 was instructed to cross Runway 4, even though JetBlue Flight 1554 had started its takeoff roll.
And we're stopped.
Both planes stopped moments before a potential collision. JetBlue said no one was injured and the plane was inspected before ultimately taking off for Boston several hours later. The Southwest flight was permitted to cross the runway minutes after the incident and landed in Orlando ahead of schedule. The FAA is investigating.
A federal grand jury has indicted a Texas man for national security crimes after he allegedly took photos of other airline passengers' tickets in Salt Lake City, then tried to take a flight to Austin, hiding in the plane's bathroom.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
New York City police moved in to break up a pro-Palestinian encampment at Columbia University, making more than 100 arrests. Mayor Eric Adams.
After numerous warnings, NYPD officers moved in to ensure the safety of the campus, the students, and the staff.
The Biden administration has just issued a new Title IX regulation. It includes new safeguards for the rights of LGBTQ plus students and victims of campus sex assault.
Under the new rules, the definition of sex-based harassment will expand to include gender identity and sexual orientation. The changes eliminate some Trump-era rules, including one which narrowed the definition of sexual harassment. The rules go into effect on August 1st and would apply to educational institutions that receive federal funding. Willie James Inman, CBS News, the White House.
The model used in the opening of the original Star Trek series has a new home.
These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise.
That Enterprise model went missing in the 1970s. It turned up on eBay and has now been returned to the son of show creator Gene Roddenberry. He says he'd like to see it end up in a museum. The story goes that Dickie Betts left home at 16 to join the circus, a long road that eventually took him to rock and roll stardom.
Lord, I was born a rambling man.
Betts, the co-founder of the Allman Brothers Band, who turned out that number two hit and other top songs for the group, died yesterday at 80, hailed as one of the great guitarists of all time. Maybe you've heard there's some new music out today. CBS's Deborah Rodriguez samples it.
So long,
Taylor Swift's new album, The Tortured Poets Department, dropped at midnight. It includes a goodbye kiss to British boyfriends Joe Alwyn and Matty Healy and a love letter to Travis Kelce.
When I touched down, caught the amateurs and cut them from the scene.
2 hours after the drop at 2 a.m., Swift announced a secret double album with 15 extra songs. Critics called Poets audacious, gloriously chaotic, and hauntingly brilliant.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
25 years ago tomorrow, the mass shooting at Colorado's Columbine High School.
I am on the floor. You've got the kids there.
Twelve students and a teacher who were killed that day will be remembered at a vigil tonight. Tom Mauser's 15-year-old son, Daniel, was among those killed.
You know, I think especially my thoughts will be with the people, the other people who were so deeply impacted by this tragedy.
Mauser is now with a gun control advocacy group. He led a campaign to pass a ballot measure requiring background checks for all firearm buyers in Colorado when state lawmakers failed to act on a measure. There's word Britain's Prince Harry is now formally a U.S. resident. He's filed the paperwork. He and wife Meghan have been mostly in Southern California now for 4 years. And that's the Friday Morning World News Roundup, produced this week by Paul Ferry and Mara Rubin. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Catch every episode of 60 Minutes, America's most watched news magazine show, as a podcast. Hear in-depth investigations across politics, news, and entertainment on your schedule. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you, like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.